This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump! Good Friday. Good Friday to one and all. It's Taz of the Moose with you. You know where you're at. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Good morning, one and all. Good morning. As we got 3 hours with you, taking it right up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific, right here on CBS Sports Radio. Sirius and XM 206 app as well. Mike and Pete. And Andrew with us over the course of the next 3 hours. And you are with us as well. And we appreciate that each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on CBS Sports Radio. We thank all of our affiliates across the country as well. And Taz, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good, Bruce. Good. Excited for today's show. You know, we closed the week, which is going to be another phenomenal show. Let's be honest. We know this. That's what's going to happen here. Well, it's going to be great.
We do it each and every day.
That's right. We're rolling into big-time postseason NFL.
Yeah, yeah, I like that, Taz. Look at that.
That's how I am.
Yeah, no doubt. You're always Mr. Positivity.
You know me, bro. Please. You know me. Come on.
No, I do know you. Of course. Of course. I spend a lot of time with you. Yes. We got Phil Savage is going to join us a little bit later on in the program. Looking forward to talking to Phil. Yeah. Alliance for American Football.
Yeah.
Arizona. The Arizona Hotshots general manager, Sirius XM Manifold. Yes, he will join us a little later on in the program. And he's also the host of Football Philosophy podcast. So a lot of things to get into with Phil. We'll certainly get into where the Alliance for American Football is. We'll get into the National Football League, the divisional round of the playoffs. Get into a little Alabama, too, and the fallout there. As you heard last night, that Josh Jacobs, the talented running back, who really put on a display last 6-7 games of the regular season, that he's going to declare for the NFL draft as he's going to make himself available. So we'll talk about the fallout where Clemson, a little college as well. Phil's got it covered all over the place. So
BCS too, bro. BCS.
Yeah, a little fall. Yep, we have a BCS as well. I was just
I know you don't forget things.
I say
it because I'll forget. That's right.
No. Well, we've got a BCS coming up later on this hour. Next segment, we're going to do a special playoff edition of Bench Cut Start.
Take two. Road wild card teams.
Road wild card teams.
Say that 10 times. And the options are Chargers, Colts, Cowboys. We're not putting the Eagles at the Saints in there.
Right.
So that's your options. Everything but the Eagles.
Everyone but the Eagles. And in terms of who would you bench, cut, start, and the idea of who's got the best shot in order to win and advance to the respective championship games. Taz, as the divisional round of the playoffs, and we've only got 7 games left. So if you're, we've only got 7 games left of the NFL season. 4 this weekend, 2 next Sunday as it's Championship Sunday. Wait a couple weeks, and then we got Super Bowl Sunday down in Atlanta. So that's all we've got left here of the NFL season. So this is a big weekend. I'm looking forward to it. I love the fact that you're able to get some stuff done on Saturday, and then you lock into a little football late in the afternoon, the evening out in L.A. at night. I think it's going to be a great scene on Saturday night. And then we get the action going early on Sunday with the kickoff shortly after 1, and then you get the 1 and 4:30 start on Sunday afternoon as well for those two respective games, or 4:40 start down in New Orleans between the Eagles and the New Orleans Saints. And I think it's interesting, just as last week, I think there was a lean, Taz, as you and I were looking at wild card weekend. There were a lot of people that thought maybe that the Dogs had a shot to do really well last weekend. And the Dogs did. And I'm talking about the betting Dogs did wild card weekend. And I think when you look at this weekend, I think you can make an argument for any of the 8 to march on and be part of the Final Four the following weekend. There's an argument to be made for the Eagles. You can argue that they can go down to New Orleans with Nick Foles, who can do no wrong and beat the Saints. Certainly you can make an argument for New Orleans.
Yes, of course.
The Patriot fan is going to say, we're a different team at home. Rivers has never beaten Brady. Weather might come into play. Certainly wind will come into play early Sunday up in Foxborough. So you can make an argument for the Patriots. The Chargers, many would make the argument, best overall team that is left in the AFC. Can run it, can throw it, a good defensive team as well. You get into the brilliance of Patrick Mahomes and the 50 touchdowns and Andy Reid and the success that Kansas City's had all year long. Then you're going to make an argument for Indianapolis and Andrew Luck and Reich. And has there been a hotter team in the National Football League? You know, the Rams at night, well, you're going to say, oh, Los Angeles, you know, the Cowboys struggle with play-action passing. You know that that Ram team, maybe they got confidence back with their Week 17 performance at home. But the Rams struggle stopping against the run. They're giving up over 5 yards per carry, and Ezekiel Elliott can run the ball down your throat. So there's an argument to be made for Dallas. You can go a lot of different ways this weekend, Taz. There's not a game where I look at and say, without a shadow of a doubt, this team is definitely advancing. I think the heaviest favorite, and rightfully so, is
the
New
Saints,
Orleans
the Saints.
On Sunday afternoon. But, I mean, would you be stunned at 9 o'clock on Sunday night if Nick Foles and the Eagles – are marching into the NFC Championship game? I mean, you might be a little surprised.
I would be a little
stunned.
No, because of what they've done in the postseason last year, you know, and what Foles has been doing.
No doubt,
right?
And that's why it makes this weekend absolutely interesting.
I totally agree with you. And that game is the only one. The Saints, that team, I should say, is the only team that I think is pretty much. And to your point, you can't really say lock, but pretty much. I mean, look, the Saints are -8 in the game. They're home. They're tough in the dome. But the Eagles have been magical last year in the postseason and barreled right through the Super Bowl into now. While unfortunately, Carson Wentz, he watches from the sideline as Nick Foles works his magic again. The guy that no one would have done it, not just once last year, but he's doing it again. But it's definitely going to be tough sledding in New Orleans. But yeah, I mean, I agree with everything you're saying. These games are all going to be – they're going to be a lot of fun. They're going to be excellent. And like you mentioned, the times of the games, that the you know, for guys that do what we do, especially those Sunday games, those are great times, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, that's 4:40
p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, and Saturday is not bad for us either, because it's not like we're waking up early Sunday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning to come do a show at 6 a.m.
Right, exactly.
So the Saturday night is bad. I look at these games.
Well, I didn't think of that part. You're right. I just, when you said it,
So, Taz, I look at these matchups. If I were to ask you, Taz, if I could, I know you hate to travel, but play along here. If I could instantly transport you to one site right before the game, you'll have a primetime seat. You don't have to worry about anything. But this is the most interesting game to you of the four divisional games. What would that one be?
Well, it's not that simple of an answer that you're looking for. Because you're like, wait. No, because I have to ask you this question before I answer your question. Do you want me to pick a spot where I want to watch this game and it's going to be a great game, or where I think it's going to be the best game?
You can any way you want to answer it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
wide open Jones. All right,
no
problem.
I'll put it to you this way. Which game are you looking forward to the most?
Chiefs-Colts.
All right, so
I really am. Chiefs
so
Colts.
If I could put, so you would want to be
in Kansas City,
watch Chiefs Colts, first game Saturday afternoon.
Yes. Now, correct. If I was going to a spot where I wanted to chill, have a good time, watch a great game, well, then I'm going to go to Los Angeles and watch my NFC team called the Rams and the Cowboys.
Yes,
but no, I would say Chiefs Colts. In my opinion, Moose, I think that's going to be the best game. And how about you? I'll turn it back to you. Where would
you?
I could teleport you.
Yeah, you know what? I would probably go with the second game you mentioned. I'd want to go to L.A.
Okay.
Great atmosphere. You know, weather's not going to be a factor.
I thought you were going to say New England. Yeah, but that's what I thought you were going to say.
That's fair. You know, because I'm a Charger guy.
You've been on that Charger bandwagon.
I've been on the Charger
bandwagon.
I have been on that Charger bandwagon. You know why I'd say the Rams? Because I think it's going to be I think it's going to be a good atmosphere. We know the Cowboy fan travels.
Right.
There's something to be said about this Dallas team, how they turned their season around after that 28-14 loss to the Titans. Where everyone, you and myself included, we thought the days of even Troy Aikman, the days of Jason Garrett were going to come to an end down in Dallas as head coach, and they turned the season around. And I think there's something when you look at this Ram team that offensively, even though Gurley now is healthy, that maybe something's not exactly where it was at the start of the year. They missed Cooper Kupp offensively.
Yeah, big time.
The defense, the names on the back haven't played to the level that you've expected. I think the Rams actually could lose that game outright. I would not be all that surprised if the Dallas Cowboys marched on to the NFC Championship game. I think they've got a shot because I think they can dictate the tempo of that game with Elliott running the football. He has to have a good night running the football.
He has to, and it's gonna be great watching Aaron Donald up front there and Sue and stuff like that, and that stout defense for Los Angeles. It's going to be a great matchup, man. It really is, and you're right about Zeke Elliott. He is the key to that offense. You know Cooper. He's going to make Amari Cooper's going to make some clutch catches here and there. There's no doubt about that. But Zeke Elliott's and that offense, they got to sustain a running game. And listen, Moose, you know this. That offensive line of the Cowboys, they're starting to become like that offensive line everybody was talking about, not too long ago, how stout they are. So that O-line is healthy and starting to play a lot better, and that's why you're seeing Zeke Elliott play like he's playing. Yeah, and you're right, on the Rams side of things, Gurley is now, he's healthy, and they kind of fumed into this thing, the Rams. They were on fire all year. But now with Gurley, what's better than watching two running backs on opposing teams, battle it out, against defenses. I mean, I love that. It's old school smash mouth. I love that. So we might get that here. There's a good chance we're going to get that.
All right, so you're going to take Chiefs and Colts.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to take the Rams and Cowboys.
Right.
Now, is there a player this weekend? Because the human element always comes into play, especially for the, football, non-football fan. I describe it that way, Taz. Those that kind of helicopter in at this stage that have not been locked in all year long.
Casual fan.
The casual fan. They swoop in. They say, who am I going to root for now?
I love football.
Right. Yeah. Who's playing?
We're locked in all year.
Right. Who's playing? It. Someone last week told me, right. It was like, I love football. And they're like, I told them, who's playing this week? I didn't know they were in the playoffs. I'm like...
One of my brother-in-laws is like that.
I'm like, next.
The guy's not a football guy. And I'm like, dude, what are we doing? I'm at his house last weekend. He's like, well, who's the hot team this year? I just walked away.
You haven't been watching football all year long.
If I wasn't in his house, I would have screamed at him and threw something at him.
So I look at the most intriguing personal story this year in the divisional round. And, I think it's still, I think it's, it carries on from the wild card weekend test. I still think it's Philip Rivers from the Chargers.
Mm.
Because I think this is probably the best team he's ever had.
Yeah.
I think you look at a wide open, perceived to be wide open AFC, not as much with the NFC because the Saints are a very difficult team to beat at home and they have home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. Taz, I think the guy that has worked his rear end off, done it the right way, has been seen his franchise move from San Diego, where they love the Chargers, now to Los Angeles, where there's a lot of apathy and nobody really cares about Charger football. They're playing in a soccer stadium. He's a fiery guy and a fiery leader, and I think people are saying, all right, maybe it's time for him. You've seen enough of Brady. Mahomes isn't going anywhere.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes is going to be in the playoffs a lot. For Kansas City, Andrew Luck has had even if the Colts lose on Saturday, Andrew Luck's had an unbelievable year.
Of redemption, man.
Yeah, the Colts have had an unbelievable year.
They have.
I feel like the time is now for the Chargers.
I think you're right, man.
If it's not this year for Rivers, when is it going to be? Because everybody is ripe for the picking.
He's got over 30 touchdowns on the year. He's over 4,000 yards on the year. I mean, he's having a great year. And I got to tell you, the Patriots are super tough at home. They're super tough anywhere, but... Patriots live in the postseason. That's well documented. And the thing is, I got to tell you, if Rivers can get Keenan Allen, I think, he's been playing good, but I think you got to really get him involved, if possible, like heavy-duty connection with Rivers. I think they got a really good shot here. The Pats are, what are they, -4, right? Yeah, -4. So, I got to be honest, and maybe I should just ask you, Moose, your opinion, do you think that, were you surprised it's only -4 that the Pats are given 4? That's it? I would think it would be more.
Why I don't think it's more? They set a line to get action on both ways. So they don't want to. They want to minimize the amount that they don't want to have a scenario where they put a line out there and they're getting 70-80% action one way, because then the
betting Eagles, books, like the Eagles Saints,
right, right. Eight, then yeah. Then the betting books they're left a little bit where they're clearly leaning one way where they need the game to go, and they could be looking at a loss for the game. But I look at it, Taz, as this. I think a lot of people look at it being the Chargers are the better football team. New England is hosting the game, no question, and I think it's really a matter of a respect for where Los Angeles is.
I got you.
And maybe looking at New England and saying this is not the same Patriot
that we've
team
seen.
Of old. Yes.
Yeah, and you got a Chargers team that's 13-4, where you got a Pats team that's 11-5. So, yeah, okay, that makes sense. I was just wondering. I just thought that I just thought it'd be a little bigger number than four, but you just broke it down.
If you put this at a neutral site game, if you put Chargers and Patriots at a neutral site game, the game would probably be a 1-point spread.
I think you might be right about that.
Or a pick 'em.
Yeah, I mean, because these guys, they're coming across the country. You know, so that's the thing, too. And I just think because of the history of Belichick and Brady, and no matter who the components are around Brady, how great they've been in the postseason, much to my chagrin. But,
right, here's the thing that would bother me about Los Angeles on Sunday, and we'll get to our picks a little bit later on. We're not going to do it this early in the show.
Yes.
But here's the one thing that bothers, and Taz, you traveled a lot as a wrestler.
A lot.
Right? A ton.
Yes.
The Chargers won last week Sunday in Baltimore. They knew that they were either A, going to go, I mean, when they were lining up for that game, right? So, I mean, they were going to be, you know, they were not going to be playing out west the next week, right?
So they didn't know they were playing, I'm trying to remember now, they didn't know they were playing the Pats after that, after the Ravens game, right? They did not know. They found out, I can't remember what happened. I'm wondering, did they stay on the East Coast?
No, that was the point I was
making. Okay, sorry.
The point I was making is that they went back home.
They did, okay, I didn't, okay, sorry.
So, my question, so that takes a lot of toll on your body.
Dude, I've done it. It sucks.
Well, that's my point that I was making for you, is that you've traveled a lot. And I know you're going to say, well, they've had a week in between games, but to play early on Sunday in Baltimore, win that game, hop on a flight, head back home, and then you have to head back East Coast in a quick amount of time as your body's recovering,
right,
and then play early the following week on a Sunday as well. That's a quick turnaround.
It's a big turnaround. What happens, for those that don't know, don't fly a lot, you get something called jet lag. So where your body, when it changes time zones like that, and you do it that frequent in a week, it throws off everything. And your training schedule and your nutrition, everything changes. Your sleep pattern changes. That affects you. You know, so I'm surprised they went home. I mean,
they went back home.
You know, maybe that was the players made
that decision. You could say, well, who the hell wants to be away from home for the better part of a week and a half?
Guys that want to win the Super Bowl. Well, I get your point,
right. But I also, I think that can take a lot out on your body.
Families, of course. Yeah.
We're going to have it covered soup to nuts. All four divisional matchups. We've got a lot for you and a lot to delve into it with it. Who's going to win in terms of the games? We got picks coming up later on in the program. Bawami is going to make a special divisional round appearance as well a little later on in the program, too. And we've got a special BCS coming your way next. As my dad, Paul Malusis, would say when you go to the track, play the C's. So we've got the Chargers. we've got the Chargers, the Colts, and the Cowboys. And if they were lining up in the fourth race at Aqueduct later on today, my dad would be putting a triple on that. And it's come out.
Yeah.
It's come out. I'd be like, sometimes my dad would be like, I mean, why would you play all S horses?
People might not know. Aqueduct is a horse racing track in Queens, New York.
Queens, right. Yeah, so. For the gambler out there who gets
right off the Bell Parkway.
That's exactly right.
Off the conduit, actually.
Right, it's not a place you exactly want to go.
Not that I've been there, but I just happen to know where it is.
Right. If you visit New York, you don't have to go to Aqueduct.
You don't. No. You don't. That's funny.
It's Taz and Moose on a Friday morning right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, with the new year ahead, it's a great time to set goals to make sure it will be a strong one for you and your business, making that perfect hire that can help set your team up for success. That's why you should post your job where people go every day to make connections, grow in their career, and discover job opportunities. LinkedIn. Most LinkedIn members aren't checking job boards regularly, but 9 out of 10 LinkedIn members are open and interested in new opportunities like yours. With most of the U.S. workforce on LinkedIn, posting on LinkedIn is the best way to get your job opportunity in front of more of the right people with the right skills and background for your role, who are also ready for something new. It's no wonder a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. That's crazy. Find the right people for your business this year at LinkedIn.com/Taz and get $50 off your first job. That's LinkedIn.com/TAZ, LinkedIn.com/Taz. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, that's the great football music, right, Moose?
It is. It gets you going.
And as it starts to play, who comes walking in the room? The update guy.
AB.
And it just doesn't fit.
And that's all set to go.
Exactly. So, I was expecting Dick Butkus to walk in.
No.
Jack Lambert, Too Tall Jones, Harvey Martin, somebody.
Yeah, don't date yourself. Yeah.
Right. What is this, 70s?
Leighton Vander Esch.
No, because those guys are
retired.
No, but they're recognized with this music.
Yes, I know. Yeah, no, I understand.
I'm just naming guys, Moose, that AB doesn't know. He doesn't.
I know all of those guys until the last one.
What number was Too Tall Jones? Jersey number. Exactly.
Two. He wore in the 80s.
Excuse me?
Then he wore in the 80s?
No, he wore 72.
Okay.
Okay. So, Jack Lambert, what number was he?
50-something.
Eight. Something doesn't work, but I digress. I made my point. And Vander Esch, what's
his
number?
I know who he is. Vander Esch is 58.
Ah, because he's... But no, he's not. He's 55.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Moose. Nice!
It's true. Whatever.
Yeah! Welcome to Happy Friday, AB!
Freaky Friday.
All over him, man, already.
Fed up Friday.
A special BCS coming your way.
All over AB.
Chargers, Colts, and Cowboys. Bench Cut Start, a divisional round weekend edition of Bench Cut Start coming your way. Bogus is in the house. First time this morning. What's up, Andrew?
Well, guys, before we get to playoff football, we have Steelers president Art Rooney II telling the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette it's, quote, hard to envision Antonio Brown being on the team when training camp begins in the summer. Brown, you'll remember, was held out week 17 after boycotting practice and meetings during the week. Rooney would prefer trading the Pro Bowl wideout. Moving Brown would leave $21 million in dead money on Pittsburgh's salary cap. Rams QB coach Zach Taylor is reportedly the Bengals' top choice for head coach, but they can't talk until L.A.'s season is over. Taylor's 35 years old. He knows Cincy after serving as the Bearcats' offensive coordinator in 2016. And Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette met with Tom Coughlin and other front office reps earlier this week. Fournette was hurt for 7 games this season, was suspended for another. Coughlin criticized him and T.J. Yeldon for their sideline behavior in Week 17. Only 4 games in the NBA last night, but the Spurs and Thunder provided plenty of drama down in San Antonio.
Loose ball picked up by Mills. Mills finds the trailer, Bryn Forbes. Bobble the pass, got it down low to Aldridge, who lays it up, and good! LaMarcus Aldridge has scored 51 points tonight, and the Spurs lead by 2. 143-141.
Bill Schoening on Spurs Radio. Aldridge made 22 pointers and went 16 for 16 from the free throw line to get to that career high 56 points. His Spurs left standing 154-147 in double OT. Russell Westbrook, 24 points, 24 assists, and 13 rebounds in defeat. The Celtics' 4-game winning streak ended in Miami, 115-99. The Kings topped the Pistons, 112-102. And the Nuggets down the Clippers, 121-100. 11 straight home wins for Denver. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr says DeMarcus Cousins will start once he returns from his torn Achilles. Cousins is apparently targeting the 18th at the Clippers. There remain 2 unbeaten teams in college hoops. Second-ranked Michigan keeping pace with number 4 Virginia. The Wolverines a 79-69 W at Illinois last night. 5th-ranked Gonzaga scored a season low for points, but still won by 31, 67-36 over Pacific. Oregon, meanwhile, led UCLA by 13 with 2.5 minutes left, then by 9 with a minute to go. But the Bruins somehow forced OT, then won 87-84. UCLA now 3-0 since firing Steve Alford. The Mets are reportedly adding former A's infielder Jed Lowrie for 2 years and $20 million. Andy Murray hopes to make it to Wimbledon this summer. He said today at the Aussie Open, the pain in his right hip is too much to continue playing much longer. He's been battling injury for almost 2 years now. And on ice last night, the Sharks won their 5th straight, 3-2 in Vegas, while the Flyers held off the Stars 2-1 to end an 8-game losing streak. friends.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. We've got a special BCS edition, a divisional round edition of Bench Cut Start. And what it was is taking the road dogs, all the dogs that this weekend, whether it be, you know, Chiefs on the road, 5.5-point dog in Kansas City, the Cowboys, a 7.5-point underdog Saturday night in Los Angeles against the Rams. The Chargers, a 4-point underdog on the road in New England against the Patriots. And then you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, who are an 8-point dog right now as we speak on this Friday morning in New Orleans on Sunday. So we could do all four, hence, it's bench cut start. So we took the three lightest underdogs. And so we took those three teams, the C's on the divisional round weekend, and let's do a little bench cut start.
It's now time to bench cut or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench cut start time.
Uh-huh.
So Cowboys, Chargers, Colts, bench cut start. Best shot to advance the championship Sunday. Taz, you're up first.
All right. I don't know why I'm a first, but I'll go. But because I don't want to be too wordy. I'll keep it, sometimes I can be wordy, you know what I mean? I'm going to bench the Chargers. I'm going to cut the Cowboys. I'm going to start the Colts. So I'm benching the L.A. Chargers. I don't know. I just feel like it's tough for me. I mean, just watching the Patriots' success for so many years, especially in the postseason at home, I'm callous to it. So I just expect them to be victorious. That's one of the main reasons. I know how hot right now Rivers is and the Chargers team. I get it. And I do. And I understand this is not the same great Patriots team we've seen for years. But I'm going to bench the L.A. Chargers. Not cutting them. I'm going to bench them. I'm gonna cut the Dallas Cowboys. Excuse me. I'm going to cut the Dallas Cowboys because I'm an L.A. Rams believer. Okay? And I believe... I understand. I think it was something like 28 or 29% of the tickets sold in Los Angeles to Cowboy fans thus far, right? And that could change as the day goes along. I could be off a percentage or two there on that. I'm not picking the stats, but I digress. I do think, though, the bulk of that audience are going to be L.A. Rams fans, but that's not why they're going to win the Rams. The Rams are going to win the game, and they're going to beat the Cowboys. And why I'm cutting the Cowboys in this is because the Rams are simply a better football team. But to the point you made our last segment here, Moose, on our show, if Zeke Elliott, runs the ball amok and has a great game and he outruns the ball more than Todd Gurley outruns the ball, then I might be wrong in this, but I don't think that's going to happen. Therefore, I am cutting the Dallas Cowboys. I'm starting the Colts. I almost called them Baltimore. I'm starting the Indianapolis Colts. And I talked about how hot the Chargers are, but is there really a more hotter team in the NFL right now than the Colts? It's tough to say with the best offensive line in the game. Andrew Luck has just been phenomenal. He's got 39 touchdowns on the year, over close to 4,600 yards. You know what I mean? He's playing amazing. Mack running the ball great. I understand he's going against Mahomes. I understand that Chiefs offense, how potent they are. I got it. But Luck, I feel, is going to keep what he's got going. Therefore, I'm starting the Colts. So, bench cut start. I bench Chargers. I cut Cowboys. I start Colts. You're up.
All right. Okay. Bench
was that
cut.
Long?
No. You did a nice job. All right. So my time. Bench cut start. All right. So I'm going to bench the Indianapolis Colts. And the reason why I'll bench the Indianapolis Colts is that. Listen, at some point, the Chiefs are going to win a home playoff game, number one. Number two is Mahomes threw for 50 touchdowns. Number three is everybody and their mother is on the Indianapolis Colts this week.
Including me.
And have selected basically not only the fact that they're going to cover the spread, but also win the game outright. And it almost seems a little bit too easy. I can understand, fading Houston a week ago and saying, all right, this is a Texans team. Maybe they outplayed. They weren't as dominant as winning 9 in a row, even though they had a great regular season. But I think it's a difficult place to play. I think the Colts go into that game where they are not the better football team. Andrew Luck, even with how great of a year he had, he's not the best quarterback on the field. And I get the pressures on Kansas City, but I also think they're a better football team. So I'm going to, but the Colts are alive. There are reasons to believe the Colts can win that game on Saturday out in Kansas City, but therefore I'm going to bench the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to cut the Dallas Cowboys. For everything that Taz just mentioned in terms of the matchup, there's a path for the Cowboys to win the game and keep the game close. But I do think the Rams gained from their experience from a year ago in which they lost, I believe it was a Saturday night game against the Atlanta Falcons and Matt Ryan. So I think they learned from that failure, and they're a better football team Saturday night in Los Angeles. I think they do a decent enough job, the Rams do, of slowing down Ezekiel Elliott, make Prescott a thrower in the pocket. Give me the I do think that's why I'm going to cut the Dallas Cowboys. Therefore, I'm going to start my team, the team I've been on all season long, and that is the Los Angeles Chargers. My NFC pick was an embarrassment. But my AFC pick, they are a live team, and I think they're the best in a wide-open AFC. I think the Chargers are the best overall team that is left of the four in the AFC, so therefore I'm going to start the Los Angeles Chargers. So I'm going to bench the Colts, cut the Cowboys, and I'm going to start the Chargers. All right, Mikey B, go.
All right, for my BCS, I'll start with benching the Chargers. I like the Chargers to win this game. If you were to take away Tom Brady, after that, I would say 9 of the next 10 best players most likely are on the Chargers roster. They're just a better team because they're in Foxborough. It's against New England, the history there. People are going to like New England. But if you just look at the rosters, the Chargers are a lot better. I'm going to cut the Colts, and this wasn't easy. I really love what we've seen with Andrew Luck.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you, Taz. I love what I've seen. They've been fantastic. But that home field, I feel like it's Andy Reid's time to get a win. He's been through so many of these games lately, and I'm just super excited to see what Patrick Mahomes can give you. And I'm starting the Dallas Cowboys. If you look at this team, they're 8-1 in their last 9 games. Their only loss was against the Colts. This team is on fire. People don't want to give them credit because Dak Prescott's the quarterback and Jason Garrett's the head coach. But based on their roster, they are loaded on defense. They're running the ball well. I like Dallas to go in. The Rams are 3-2 in their last 5 games and haven't been great. Cowboys are quietly the hottest team in football that nobody's noticing.
Huh. Interesting. You make a good point, though, about Dak Prescott. Out of all these QBs throwing interceptions that are playing this weekend, he's got the lower. He's got 8 interceptions. I think Brees has 5. And but guys like Brady's got 11 interceptions, and Mahomes has got 12 interceptions. Luck's got 15 interceptions. So to Mikey B's point, you know, Dak, you know, that, surprisingly enough, he protects the football pretty good there. You know, you wouldn't think that. All right, got Pete
Yeah,
the body.
He throws it to where nobody could possibly catch it.
Yeah, throw it to the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Right, 5 yards over everybody's head.
Throw it to the volunteer fire department on the sideline.
You didn't get picked Dallas. Off, but right, you drilled that the poor guy in the head on the sideline that wasn't looking. Anyway, all right, Pete, go.
All right, the Colts are my bench. I'm benching the Colts.
Wow.
They are still the most unpredictable team in the playoffs with Andrew Luck healthy, but I don't think they're a match for the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs will take them out. The Cowboys have no shot against the Rams, so I'm cutting the Cowboys. And the Chargers are a different team, as Mikey B said. They are a team that can upset. I think Philip Rivers knows that this is his time, and I'm starting the Chargers.
I got to tell you the truth. I'm a little surprised at some of you people here that I work with.
I guess agreement.
No, but here's the thing.
Good job, Pete.
Just on that game, on that Chiefs Colts game, you people, okay, you don't realize the push
when people don't just. Would you rather us? You do your bench cut star and I go ditto, and then Mike goes ditto, and Pete goes ditto.
Because I am right. I am right.
No, wait, no, you're not right all the time. No, don't be Mr. Right radio host.
No,
I'll change my picks. You're right.
No, don't be Miss.
Hold on.
Don't be Mr. Right radio host. Don't be that guy.
Bro, listen. I'm
don't
just
be
telling
that
you.
Guy. You're,
Pete knows. You know Moose. Mike don't think. You guys got to think. That
we
Chiefs
are thinking.
D-line is going to get quitting all these guys, they're gonna push these guys all over the place, dude.
I've never been a bigger Chief fan in my life.
I'm telling you, and then what'll typically happen, I will sit there and I will watch it and I will see I'm right again, and then I will attempt to go to social media and tag people like you, Moose, or you, Mike, and take shots at you guys, but I won't. I take the high road like I always do.
Thank you for being and so considerate.
I take the high road, and I say nothing. And I mind my business. I'm a simple man. And that's it. I mind my business, and then I say to myself, my inner body says, oh, Taz, you were right again.
When the Chiefs are victorious on Saturday night, I will tweet you. I'll say, at official Chaz, Colts my ass.
Okay. I will do you one better. If the Chiefs do win the game, I'll tweet you, and I'll say, Moose, you were correct. I'll say, Pete, you were correct. But, Mike, who'd you pick again on that game? I forgot. Whatever Moose said.
I didn't make a pick.
You probably said whatever.
I didn't make a
pick. Not a pick, but not a pick.
But I like the Chiefs, although this was a very difficult decision.
Just tell me
I'll
who you
that.
Bench cut starting as far as that game.
It was the, I went I cut the Colts. I cut the Colts. But yeah, again, it was difficult. It wasn't
Pete
easy.
And I benched the Colts.
Then if it's that difficult,
so we're one
that's
way
better,
one step
right.
away from starting.
No, correct.
Right.
But now I'm madder at Mikey instead of you guys.
I just said I changed to whatever you wanted.
Dude, you can't cut. I mean, I'm not saying you can. I'm just giving you a figure of speech. How do you cut the team with the best offensive line?
My answer was, it's very difficult. I love the Colts to have a
then
competitive
bench
game,
them,
but
like
these
Mike
are
and Pete,
but
like
these
Mike
are.
Mike and Moose.
I have a weird feeling
Not Mike
about
and
the,
Moose.
I have
John
a weird,
and Bob.
I have a weird
like
feeling
Phil
about
Mike
the Cowboys.
You know
I'm
who
go
you
with
work
that.
With every day? It's too many names, bro.
It's five guys.
Moose
you work
and
with
Pete
four other
had it right. Moose and Pete had it right. If you're going to do that, Mike, you bench those guys.
And I said, whatever you want, I
don't get hot. You'll be screaming at me. Calm down. So I'm just saying the best way to go is what I said, guys. You start the Colts. And you out there listening, 855-212-4227. Yeah. You can call. If you don't agree with me, I'll yell at you.
Yeah.
Especially what happens. Well, I'm not the first guy to have a hot take about a football team on the radio.
We want to hear from what is your bench cut start? Chargers, Colts, Cowboys, BCS. Hit us up on Twitter. At Taz and the Moose. It's Steve and the Moose. We're coming right back for you. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio is toll-free live, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. Time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We asked you a special edition of BCS, a divisional round edition of Bench Cut Start. We took three of the four underdogs in the divisional matchups, and we gave you a little BCS.
Chargers, Colts, and the Cowboys.
Correct.
Yeah,
I was about to say Chiefs. I was like, that makes no sense.
Well, it's a lot of C's, so yes. why wouldn't you?
Chargers, Colts, Cowboys, BCS. Go.
Yes, go. Let's go to Crab Country, Baltimore. Hey, Jason, you're on with Taz and Roos. What's going
Another
on, man?
C.
Happy Friday, guys.
Oh, happy Friday, Jason.
Happy Friday. I love that saying, Jason. What's up, bud?
All right, so my bench is going to be the Patriots.
Okay.
My cut is going to be the Chiefs. My start is going to be the Cowboys. I think their defense is better than people give them credit for, and I think they're going to get a lot of pressure on Goff and be able to shut down the running game a little bit. So that is my BCS for today.
All right, so Jason, you think of all the underdogs this weekend, you think the Cowboys have the best shot of pulling off the upset?
I do. I actually toggle back and forth between
good word.
The
toggle.
Colts and the Cowboys as my start, because I think that the Colts have a pretty good chance.
Yes.
You can't stop anyone. And if you can get Mahomes to get a mistake here or there or get a couple three and outs, you know, you can go in there and beat them.
Yeah. Jason, listen, you're a Ravens fan, right, dude, I guess? I assume?
I actually grew up in the D.C. area, so I'm a Redskin fan.
God bless you.
It needs me to start the Cowboys.
You and the Moose.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we all have our crosses to bear in life, Jason.
Yeah, well, thank God it's hockey season.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Jason, we appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. My Islanders looked pretty good yesterday. Side note, man.
You know what? That's a pretty good BCS from Jason down there.
It is a good BCS.
And he gave me a good rationale, good reason in terms of why he started the Dallas Cowboys and why
why he believes they have the best shot of pulling off an upset this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. I hope he's wrong, because I hope the Rams win. But let's go out to San Diego. Hey, Eric, you're on with Taz and the Moose. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Eric?
Buddy?
What's up, kid?
Good morning.
So I'm going to bench the Cowboys. I think they got a 60-40 chance out there, them being the 40. I think about a 60-40 chance for the Cowboys.
Right.
I'm going to cut the Colts.
Okay.
I think it's Andy Reid's season. I think that's going to be a tough task for a new head coach. And I'm going to start the Chargers. Now, follow me here. If you look back at the last three regular season games for the Chargers, there's at least two calls in those games that went the Chargers' way that shouldn't have, that got them some touchdowns. Now, it seems to me like that commissioner in the NFL want to get the Chargers some fans out here in Los Angeles to help them out, because everybody knows there's no fans out here for the Chargers. So I think a parade might help that situation, and I think the NFL thinking the same way.
Eric, I got to ask you the same thing I asked these guys on the show here.
Hold on.
Because you know where I'm going, because I'm stuck on this.
I know.
I
got to
ask Eric.
I understand.
Okay,
But hold on, Eric. I don't think, if you honestly think, you really don't believe the NFL is in cahoots to get the Chargers through, right?
Yes, I do.
No, there's bad. No, come on. You don't really. Then stop watching the game. Because you can't watch. If you don't think the game's on the level, then you can't watch the games. There's just bad officiating. Bad calls every single week.
Eric's not the first man or woman to think that maybe the NFL's a work and a little rigged conspiracy theory, Jones. I kind of quasi agree with him.
No, you don't. You can't. No. You don't think the NFL. You might say this is a bad call, or there might be a lean one way or the other, or I get that. But deep down, you don't really believe that. You can't. Then you're not going to watch the games. Why would I watch games that I feel like are rigged or predetermined?
Why do you watch pro wrestling?
Exactly. That's different. No. Hold
you're
on a second.
Though.
Taz, that's
you're
different. I go
though.
In with it. I know what wrestling is. I obviously, as a fan, don't know what the outcome of the match is. Yeah. People in the know do.
Right.
But I also, as we've discussed before, Taz, I have a deep appreciation for the men and women that put their body on the line.
Yes.
As I've said to you many
appreciate
times.
That. Eric, how in the hell do you think that the Chiefs are just going to beat the Colts, dude? I'm just like, ask these guys here, that offensive line, dude, they are legit, and that Chiefs
offensive line are rookies.
So what? Have you seen what they've done? Quinnen Nelson, this guy's one of the best linemen in the game. I know a lot of those guys are young. Costanzo's not young, but I know a lot of those guys are young, bro. But you got to give them credit, though. They're a super awesome offensive line.
Oh, I give all 8 team credits for being there.
Right.
You feel they're younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Chiefs, it's this season for the Chiefs and the Chargers Super Bowl. Chargers Cowboys.
There we go.
All right, Eric. Well, we appreciate it, buddy.
There you go.
I think I'm going to have to, I'll tell you what, if these freaking Chiefs win this game, and I have nothing against Mahomes or Reed or any of these people, I really don't, but if they, this chair's horrible. If they, hang on a second.
No, it's all good. I got you.
Struggling, bro.
Hold on. I understand. Hold on.
That's why we need video. Side note. If this Chiefs team beats this Colts team, I'm going to have to take to Twitter, and I'm going to have to eat some crow and say I was wrong. If the Chiefs win, because I'm spitting. You would think that I'm like the biggest Indianapolis Colts fan of all time, and I'm really not. I really don't give a, you know, whatever. But I do. I'm just perplexed that a lot of people just feel like, because the Colts are going on the road, you know, that they're going to just, that the Chiefs got Mahomes and how great Mahomes is, and he'll catch the ball. I know that, but you got a team with a lot of momentum.
I don't think a lot. Maybe
they got momentum, bro.
We've had, you know, us. I do think a lot of people, the majority of people in America and those that are betting on the game, believe the Colts have a great opportunity to win that game.
Bro, the Colts, they took a Texans team that was really strong.
Flawed, though. It was a flawed Texas team.
All right, but they beat them 21-7.
They did. They were by far the better team.
Much better than them.
But there were also throws that Watson could have made in that game where he had guys that Mahomes will not miss.
Right. Well, that's tough to argue with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other issue you have as well. There were throws for Watson to make that he did not make that you know Mahomes is too good to miss.
Oh, yeah. Mahomes is tremendous.
Now, the other problem you have with Kansas City is that they can't stop anybody. They can't stop you and me from
running. Well, see, that's my point, though, bro. See, that's the thing. And then you have this
offensive line.
This line is great. It's tremendous. And, you know, so we'll see. That's what makes it fun, Moose. And, you know me, I'm all about fun.
Oh, no doubt. We all are. That's what our show is.
Fun.
Right.
Rainbows and butterflies.
The NFL. Football family fun. The NFL is family.
I feel like later on when AB comes in, I almost feel like I might owe him an apology. I ripped him in that first segment for no reason.
No.
I was all over him. I questioned him everything.
Well, you were. And then you were asking him numbers of guys, questioning his sports intellect. But hey,
I don't know. I don't know why that happens.
It's all right.
I get crazy sometimes.
Well, no,
I'm sorry.
Come across
a little bit of a douche.
Yeah, Tad. At least you get it.
I do later, though. That's the problem.
Right.
I get it after.
We'll get into the future of Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh. Maybe a little clarity provided yesterday. We get into that next. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.